WBO.
Information presented on this program is believed to be factual and up to date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed. Discussions and answers to questions do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice, but is limited to the dissemination of general information. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the options presented. Certified Advisory Corp is registered as an investment advisor with the SEC and only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to another edition of On the Money with the Certified Financial Group here on News 96.5 WDBO's Ask the Experts. Weekend, we've got the Oracle of Orlando, Joe Burt, live here in the studio alongside Denise Kovach. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
How are you guys today?
We're doing good, and Denise, unfortunately, does not have her earplugs, earphones, gizmo. Oh, you can't hear.
I can't hear.
But you can talk.
I can talk.
That's just as good.
That's the good
point
news, yeah.
It's time to talk.
But if I can't hear, what are we talking about? Yeah, that little gizmo.
The adapter.
Yeah. Joe, you're listening, honey. I need another little gizmo.
45 seconds before we turn the mics on is the best time to tell me you don't have one of those.
I just figured it out,
we'll
Kyle.
Find one. We'll find one.
It's one of those things where behind the scenes, those things are basically gold.
Yes.
It is what it is.
And they get lost, but hopefully one day they'll create a new one and that will just super glue to
That'll
it.
That'll be it.
And
will the new studio have an adapt? Have the
of course.
The new prong. The new, so we won't have to do this anymore.
Well, no,
What?
We'll have the quarter inch, yeah.
Oh,
you have to have the adapter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You will still need the adapter.
Of course.
Oh, okay.
That's a professional stereo adapter.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's okay.
We don't use these mini.
So we're professionals here.
You
I knew
can't
it all
use
along.
The.
Yeah.
That's
why I don't have an adapter, because I'm a professional.
Yeah, well, the problem is they don't sell them at your local store anymore.
No, they
you have
don't.
To
go online or
go to
Radio Shack. When they were around, you could buy them at Radio Shack.
Yeah. But they don't make the headphones.
You can't get them at Home Depot. Best Buy might have. Best Buy may be the ticket.
Amazon might be better.
Amazon would be the place to go. I mean, they have them up here at the Guitar Center. That's where I go and I grab a few.
There you go.
Because you need them to hook the guitars up to the amps.
There you go.
So you're making a recommendation that I get a few because this is the second one I've
bought. Oh, yes. No, I used to buy when the Radio Shacks would go out of business. I would drive and I would buy the entire box. So if they had a box of 100 back, and I would buy the entire box of 100.
And you've lost 100?
Yeah.
They're gone.
I've sold them and we've lost.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, in 4 weeks.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Because just like Denise, everybody takes them. They take them off their headphones for some reason.
Yes.
And then
for our listeners who might not know what we're talking about, you know, you have that little,
nobody knows
that little plug
about.
That goes into your iPhone or your iPad or whatever that has that little prompt, that little plug.
Headphone jack,
but
yeah.
When we come to the studio, we're big time here. That doesn't fit. You need the adapter to plug into the big, what's that called? Ours? It's not a...
Oh, the quarter inch?
Yeah, quarter
inch. Quarter inch adapter?
Adapter.
Is that what it is?
Quarter inch adapter. That's
all right.
It.
That's
so
what you need.
Denise doesn't have ears this morning, but she has a mouth. So
and
she's
every
there,
voice, every voice you hear on the weekend comes in and asks me for the exact same thing every single show, every single week. I need one of those adapters. Oh, I need an equipment. Yeah, I'm like, I know.
We say $15 a piece you can get for them.
Oh, no, I used to sell them.
I know you did.
Yeah, that was...
That's why you're retiring next week.
That's why my 401k has all this extra stuff, and I'm well on my way.
You're ready to go. All right.
But if you don't have adapters to sell everybody who forgets them every single week for every single radio show we have here on WDBO, that's what we're here to answer.
And we're live this morning. Absolutely live.
Oh, Joe, what else are we talking about today?
Well, Denise and I are here to talk about, she can't hear, but I can talk, and she can talk about anything that's on your mind regarding your personal finances, what might be on your mind. So when you're ready to hang it up and enjoy what we call the golden years or the retirement years, you're prepared, because we go through life trying some of this, trying some of that, wake up at 55 years old and say, Loretta, what are we going to do? Because those paychecks are going to stop, and we need to turn that IRA or that 401k or those savings that we have into income to supplement our Social Security. And unfortunately, as we say in our commercials, that they don't teach us this stuff in school. And we learn by mistake. We learn from our coworkers, from our brother-in-law, from Money Magazine, from every source, and unfortunately it's oftentimes just jointed and it's biased. So we are here as certified financial planner professionals to clear up that financial mind fog that you might have, to be your body shop and fix those repairs. Denise and I are here to get out the Bondo and patch up those holes that you might have in your personal financial life and answer questions that you might have. And so we've been doing this now, Roger reminded me last week, for over 25 years.
A long time.
We are the longest running financial call-in show here in Central Florida. We want to thank our listeners for that. We enjoy doing it and disseminating information, and we've met a lot of wonderful folks over the years, and we encourage you to pick up the phone this morning. We are harmless. We don't bite. We won't jump down your throat. We'll try to answer your question in a straightforward manner. So the good news for you, if you have any questions regarding your personal finances, as they might revolve around stocks, bonds, mutual funds, real estate, long-term health care, IRAs, annuities, life insurance, reverse mortgages, all that more, we are here. So pick up the phone and dial these magic numbers.
844-220-0965. 844-220-0965. Yeah, the call-in show's been, but now we have the text-in show.
We have the text-in show, too.
Yep, it was the same thing, one and the same. We can text a question in at 21232. That is 21232. Just keep it to about 160 characters. That's all we can see on our screen. So if it's a quick question, a few numbers, yeah, text question, that's great. If it's if you find yourself writing a novel, we can't see it all, the message will get lost. So go ahead and pick up the phone and dial 844-220-0965. All right, topic of the day, beginning of the year checklist, Denise.
It is, and I know we're into it. Can you believe we're already into February?
It's almost March. It's halfway over.
Oh, my goodness.
Summer will be here before we know it.
It will be, unfortunately. But beginning of the year checklist, we're not quite at the beginning, but some of the things that I do at the beginning of the year, obviously I start going through all my tax documents. So go through the papers and sort them into categories. You know, you've got donations, you've got home expenditures, investments, tax, and medical stuff. So get everything prepared, okay? Discard old pay stubs and ATM receipts and, you know, things that are really not needed for your tax
return. You don't
need
to say pay stubs. You know, people say pay stubs like they have some value. They have absolutely
no value.
Statements. I mean, you don't need that stuff.
You know, statements when they come in, review them, keep them on.
Right. Now, why don't you need pay stubs?
Why?
Yes.
Because you're going to get your 1099 or
your
W-2.
Yes.
At the end of the year.
So you can throw all that away.
Absolutely. Yep. You know, another thing that you can do is set up your 2018 tax file.
I've already
got mine going. It's already got stuff in there. So move your records and receipts to the new year. Set up your 2018 calendar. And you can use the IRS publication 509, I think.
That's my favorite.
Okay. To help locate your deadlines for the year. So if you own a business, the IRS has even a small business calendar to help set up due dates.
Mm-hmm.
You can find it online, and you can go to tax.gov/calendar and get that information.
Got it.
Pay yourself first.
Okay.
How do you do that, Joe?
Out of your paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
Have it something coming right out to go to your 401k.
Absolutely. Perhaps you got a bump in pay for the year. Okay. Take that extra money. Put it in your 401k.
Excellent idea.
Woohoo!
There you go.
So
plus
try
it's
to
tax
maximize.
Deductible.
Yeah. Well, what that means is if you put in $100 and you're in the 20% tax bracket, that means you just save 80 cents.
Yeah. 80 cents. Yeah, because you save 20%.
Of $100.
Oh, I'm sorry.
$80. Listen to me now. How many certified financial planners?
There's your adapter.
Oh,
you can now tune in. All right.
Kyle
comes through again.
No, you absolutely cannot.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to go
because
on with my list real quick.
Uh-oh.
Can I?
No, you cannot keep that. I stole that from Laura.
No, I'm going to go on with my list.
Oh, yeah, you can do that. Yes.
You know, people, it's very important to have an emergency fund.
Yep.
And the reason is because if you don't have one and something happens, you need a new roof, you need whatever. You know, you put your, you know, these types of expenditures on credit cards, you know, oftentimes they're high interest rate, and you're going to be paying through the nose for that. And plus, if you put it on a second mortgage, now your equity lines of credit's affected this year, you can't deduct the interest.
Yep. No more deduction on home equity loans.
Absolutely. So
even if you had it last year.
Yeah.
Have a home equity loan and you've been deducting that interest, 2017 is the last year for the deduction. You can take that deduction on your April, on your taxes you're filing this year, but for 2018, it's out the window.
It is out the window. Yeah. So, you know, I like to say put 6 to 12 months away.
There you go.
You might be in a money market earning 10 basis points, which is 0.1% right now, but it's there if you need it.
For an emergency.
And then work toward being and staying debt-free.
That's it.
And, you know, if you need to pay down debts, start with the highest interest rate. Get it off the books.
Financially, that's the best way to do. But there's another side to it, and that's a psychological way. If you have three or four credit cards, there's something to be said four. Get rid of the smallest one first. You've knocked off one. Then the next one. This way you only don't have four cards you're dealing with. Financially, you're 100% right. Psychologically, some people say get rid of them. You know, the easiest ones to get rid of. This way you're only dealing with one at the end. So.
I get that, but I go the other way around.
I understand. Well, financially, you're right. I'm just saying psychologically and emotionally.
Yeah.
That's it. All right. Let's take a call here.
All right. Let's get to our busy phone lines here. 844-220-0965. Already a lot of great questions coming in. 844-220-0965. Kick it off with Dave in Claremont. Dave, go ahead. You're on with the Certified Financial Group here.
Good morning, Dave.
Hello, Dave.
Hello, Dave.
Dave, are you there, Dave? Yes, he's there.
This is Ed in Claremont.
Ed in Claremont. All right, Ed.
Ed.
Well, thanks for calling. How can we help you?
Got a question for you. I have a IRA in a CD. I'm 72, and they're making me take this minimum withdrawal every year.
Yeah.
And that's just taken out of my IRA. So I'm trying to figure out how I can replace that amount that I have to take out every year.
So the bottom line here is you're taking out more than your CD is earning.
Yes.
Well, there's the problem. What you need to do is reinvest that money. And this is the dilemma that many people face in their retirement years when they have to start taking those RMDs. If your money isn't growing as fast as the withdrawals, you are eating into the principal. And that is, in fact, the problem of putting it into a low-earning, interest-bearing account.
Because, Ed, you're probably earning very little on that CD, maybe 1% if you're lucky. And at your age 72, your distributions are anywhere between 3.65% and 4%. So there's the dilemma.
So you're going backwards
every
year.
Is this because it's in an IRA and I want to move it to some other vehicle, is there a penalty to do that?
That depends on the financial institution, but if it's a CD and it has not matured, I'm sure there would be a small penalty. But you can ask the bank what that would be in terms of dollars.
But based on what they're paying you, it's going to be insignificant. So if you keep it in an IRA and reposition it into something that will give you some growth, then that's what you probably ought to do. But before you do that, we need to look at other things that you might have and not plunge off into something that might be a disaster for you. So it's not just a matter of making an investment, right, Denise? You need to do some planning.
Absolutely.
Okay, so how do I get a hold of you guys to get some help?
Well, you can go to financialgroup.com and submit an email to us, or you can give us a call at 407-869-9800. 407-869-9800.
It's what we do day in and day out, and we'd be glad to help you, Ed. Give us a call.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
All
thanks
right.
for
the
Great
call.
Day.
Great call, Ed. And if you would like Ed's line, it's 844-220-0965. That is 844-220-0965. We will continue on with your phone calls and get some of your text questions in right after we get the three big things you need to know. And welcome back. This is On the Money with the Certified Financial Group here on News 96.5 WDBO. We are here taking your phone calls with Joe Burt and Denise Kovacs. 844-220-0965. 844-220-0965. I've got a lot of great text questions coming in. Still want to get your phone calls before we get the latest news, weather, and traffic, which is 4 minutes away. So let's get back to them. Talk to Al. Al's got a question for Denise. Al, go ahead. You're on with the Certified Financial Group here on WDBO.
Well, thanks for all the work you guys do. I think you're the smart folks here, but I think Denise might want to reconsider her advice about throwing away your stubs. A lot of times on the paycheck, there's information having to do with your savings that you might have with the company or other things that you might have besides your income tax and your Social Security and your net pay. So... might want to reconsider that.
Let me. I don't think I've ever seen a pay stub that shows your savings. Tell us what you're talking about there, Al.
Well, the company I work for, it showed me how much money was taking out and putting into my savings account that the company was matching.
Oh, your 401k, right.
Well, I don't know if they called it 401k. This is the olden days. I'm 75.
Sure.
They had two columns that they were taking money out for a couple of items that were in it. One was for the company-supported insurance, for which I paid part of, and also for the savings account they were matching.
But now you get a running balance on that. So with your next paycheck, it's going to say year-to-date. So you're going to get that information anyway. Plus, with your retirement account, you know, you have access to your statements and everything else that goes along with that.
But your point is well taken. If you want to see the cumulative total, then as a, you know, save the year-end one, because that is that's where it's all summarized for you.
Sure.
2017
or if you want to get
in.
A financial plan done, then save the most recent one,
because
we need that
clients
information.
To bring that in. But Al, your point is well taken. We greatly appreciate your call, and
thank you.
We learned something. Thanks for the call, Al.
Yeah, old savings account. I didn't realize that. 844-220-0965. 844-220-0965. Denise, you were going to say something? Looked at me? No? Okay. All right, 21232 is the text question line. We have a text question here. Planning to retire soon. How much to keep in cash? No Social Security yet. Living on investments only.
Well, what you don't want to do is sell your investments when things are down, and you never know when things are going to be down. So what you want to do is do some projections and look out maybe a year and have that in not necessarily cash, but maybe a bond fund with a short duration maybe. That would be, you know, give you a little bit more yield unless, you know, unless bond prices continue to go down. But something in a, what did you say, a year maybe?
I'm very comfortable with 12 mm-hmm. months. Mm-hmm. If not a little bit more. I know it's on the conservative side, but that's just my level of comfort because I, you know, if you need to go there to supplement your income.
Right.
I mean, how long will you need to do that in the event of a correction?
Right.
A long-term, you know, more than a couple of week correction.
But once again, everybody's unique, and that's why we do planning.
Yep.
Today for tomorrow.
Yep.
There's a slogan.
And again, there's that emergency fund we were talking about earlier,
we're
too, right?
Tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. We could use that, too.
Okay, you too. What have you been drinking?
Hey, it was a fun Friday night last night. Where were you?
What'd you do?
844-220-0965 is the number to join in. I give that out because we're about to go get the latest news, weather, and traffic. Before we do that, upcoming workshops.
We have a workshop.
We do, and it's sponsored by Mr. Gary Abley, and he's going to be talking about financial basics for life and strategies that you can use for success.
Yeah, this is a great one. Gary's a CPA as well as a CFP, and it is absolutely free. Go to our website, financialgroup.com, financialgroup.com. Click on events. You can make a reservation right there, and you can also get information on the upcoming Springs concert that we'll talk about after the break.
Oh, yes, of course. The Oracle is in rare form today, ladies and gentlemen. It's an excellent time to call in. 844-220-0965. That is 844-220-0965. Here's Dave Ball.
WDBO.
And welcome back. This is On the Money with a Certified Financial Group here on News 96.5 WDBO. We are taking your phone calls at 844-220-0965 with Joe Burt, the Oracle of Orlando here in Central Florida. That's what he's been doing for so long because he's been doing the show for over 25 years alongside Denise Kovach as well. Denise is here to answer anything you may have to do with, you know, retirements and Social Security and all that good stuff. Excuse me, good stuff. Text line's open as well, 21232, 21232. Just keep it to about 160 characters. We see we got Lance in Georgia. We'll get to you in just a moment. But first, we've got to know why Joe is bobbling his head to the police this morning.
Yes, because they followed me in, gave me a ticket. No, not really.
You.
On April the 28th, Certified Financial Group is for the seventh running year. We are the proud sponsors of the annual Springs Concert at the Springs Community in Longwood. And this year it's featuring the music of Sting and the Police, backed up by the full complement of the Orlando Philharmonic Orchestra. It's not just the orchestra, but a tremendous tribute band.
Yeah.
So you will hear the lyrics and you'll sing along, and it's a wonderful night out there on your blanket and your adult beverage. And we encourage you to get your tickets now. They're on sale. They went on sale Friday. I understand they're selling very quickly. It's going to be a great event, April 28th. If you want more information, go to our website, financialgroup.com. That's financialgroup.com. Click on workshops and events, and there's a link right there that'll take you to right where you need to go to buy your tickets online.
All right.
So don't miss it.
Fantastic.
And while you're there, you also may want to get more information about the upcoming event, which is our annual Shred event.
Yes, the Shred event. Yes,
March the 10th. March the 10th, we'll be broadcasting live from the headquarters, Certified Financial Group in Altamont Springs. You can come by and see us and get information about, you can bring all that stuff that Denise talked about a little while ago, all that stuff you're saving from last year. You can bring to Shred the stuff that has your personal information, your Social Security number and address and all that stuff that you don't want to get on the public, up to two banker's boxes. And we're also going to have a drawing for two tickets for the Springs concert. So you can come on by. You have to go to our website, once again, financialgroup.com. Click on workshops and events. And you also may want to sign up for Gary Abley's
workshop. Coming up on, it's March 3rd.
Tell us about that.
Well, it's the Financial Basics, and Gary's hosting that in our office on March 3rd. You go online and financialgroup.com, and under events and workshops, you're going to find all the information right there, all you need to know, and you can register to attend right there, too.
Absolutely free, and we hold it in our classroom, big classroom there style thing. We're doing cramped in some little conference room.
Mm-hmm.
Can accommodate about 25 people. Gary will provide some light refreshments and give you some great information. Gary's a certified financial planner as well as a certified public accountant and loaded with information. So that fills up fast as well. So once again, our website, financialgroup.com, financialgroup.com. Click on workshops and events. That's what's happening, man.
All right. So therefore, if you want to go to the Shred event, I can also go and get a shot of the classroom and learn about the Certified Financial Group building and all that.
You got it.
You know, get to see Joe's office. That's great. All right. 844-220-0965. That is 844-220-0965. Lance and DeBerry, you're up next with the Certified Financial Group here on WDBO.
Lance and DeBerry, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for calling. How can we help you?
Well, we have a tax guy that does financial planning and that, and obviously the words that you guys said was unbiased, which is really why I called in, because my wife is a stay-at-home mom, so she has no 401k, I do. We have no credit card debt, and the only debt we have is a mortgage left on our house of somewhere about $70,000. We're paying about 2.5% interest, so I do some side work now and then, so I have a nest egg set outside of the emergency fund, which is a great recommendation. So now I'm wondering, my tax guy says, just give it to me, I'll invest it. And that's obviously the bias side. So I'm looking at somebody to say either, hey, you know, just pay off the mortgage. It's only 2.5%. You know, you could do better if you invest it, but there's a mental, you know, hurdle that you get over. Or do you say it's the right choice, you should invest it because you will get more than that 2.5%. And I heard rumors that you lose tax write-offs if you pay off your mortgage. So that's kind of where we're at. Or do I turn around and invest it in something longer term because my wife doesn't have a 401k?
Oh, good question, Lance. Mm. Well, number one, with regard to the interest on the mortgage, as of this year, if you file jointly, which do you file your taxes with your wife? Okay, good. So your standard deduction has been increased to $24,000. So there's going to be very few people who are going to be, you know, itemizing as they were prior to this. So that would be something to consider as well. Now, as far as paying off your mortgage, I mean, you've got 2.5% right there. It's not a whole lot.
Yeah, I'd hang on to that, baby.
Yeah. I know.
You know, and perhaps, you know, try to invest that discretionary money over there that you don't need in order to try to get a longer-term rate of return that would work for you for your future. But, you know, obviously your CPA knows your entire situation. But that's
correct.
What I would say without knowing, you know, without having my arms wrapped around everything that you got going on.
What year are you into your mortgage? How many years left on the mortgage?
We did a 30-year, and then 2.5 years ago, we refinanced to a 10-year. So I'm down to, and I pay off a lot on the side.
Okay.
So I only have about six years left.
Okay.
But like I said, there's a mental accomplishment of saying, I don't have that mortgage.
Yeah,
and
but listen, I understand there's some psychological and emotional side to that, but we're from the financial side. We try to put that stuff away, and that's why you called. Here's what I would ask him. You want to look at, can she do an IRA? Are you eligible for a deductible IRA? That'll get you far more bang for the buck than anything you can do.
Excellent. That's
talking about your wife.
Yes.
She can do a spousal IRA.
Yes.
But that depends on your income, too, so you just need to talk with your CPA about that.
But that's definitely what you want to do before you pay off the mortgage. If she can do a deductible IRA, that's what you want to do. And you may be able to do one as well, so he would know your tax situation, and then you get a even bigger bang for the buck.
Or if you're not matching with your company retirement plan, you might consider doing that, too. Because,
yeah, exactly.
How old are you?
47.
So 18.5.
Mm-hmm.
$18,500 is the max that you can
get. Wow.
Yeah.
And once you get
that
to the big 5-0,
that is a great idea as well.
Yes. Yes.
Once you get to the big 5-0, that increases to 24.5.
Excellent.
All righty.
Excellent.
We help
you, guys. You guys have a blessed day. Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks
you
for your
too,
call.
Lance.
All right, Lance, if you want Lance's line, it's 844-220-0965. That is 844-220-0965. I want to get to a few text questions here. I'll start at the top here. What is the best place to invest money for someone in their late 20s, married with two kids, and around $85,000 in income?
Well, that depends. You know, it depends on, number one, do they have their their emergency fund in place.
Two kids. So what are we looking
at first? Insurance,
life insurance, right.
Mm. Just give me a chance.
Well, I
Mr.
just want to be
sure. Life insurance for those kids is going to be huge, okay?
Mm-hmm. And what kind of insurance?
Term insurance.
You got it.
All righty. And then let's look at the company 401k plan. If there is one, they should be max funding that. If they don't have one, consider a tax-deductible IRA. And then outside of that, then invest in some sort of a non-qualified or non-IRA type of brokerage account to give right. them long-term growth and invest in growth mutual funds.
Right. Well, $85,000 in income and two kids, depending on how old the kids are, you can have some expenses there. But you've got to get the life insurance. That's critical. And look at a 20-year, 30-year term. You can go online and buy it right there. It's El
Easy
Cheapo.
Peasy.
Easy peasy. Don't be buying an insurance product that says you can retire with this and you can borrow from it and all this other stuff.
Run.
Do not do, run.
They do that.
Do not do that stuff. Do
okay.
not do that. Yes.
Another text question in it, 21232. If I have $64K left on my mortgage, should I invest it or just pay it off?
We just answered that.
Well, it depends on how many years they're in the mortgage, what the interest rate is,
right.
and so on and so forth. Every situation is unique. When we do financial planning, we run the numbers both ways for clients if they're interested in that. And it doesn't always come out the same way. So everybody's situation is unique depending on what else you got going on. If you have credit card debt, that's where you want to be focusing.
Absolutely.
Instead of paying off the mortgage. Right.
Okay.
No question.
I was going to say. I feel like I texted in twice.
Again, going back to that higher interest. If you're paying a high interest, get rid of it.
Yes.
Another text in at 21232. Hi, my rich single aunt passed on November 2017. Her estate is in probate right now. What federal estate tax rules would apply?
Dang, I'm sorry to hear that the estate is in probate. I wish there would have been some estate planning documents in place, so that wouldn't have had to happen. So as of 2017, it's the lower figure. This year, it's the higher figure.
Yeah, they'll be at $5.4 million. Let's talk about that probate issue, because that can be avoided for single people, and unfortunately, many people don't do it. And it's very, very simple to do. You can put it in a trust. You can do a living trust, and this way you have beneficiaries. You can get creative, but not that everybody needs a trust. You can do what's called...
Yeah.
You can put it in joint accounts. I'm not a joint account, a transfer on death or a pay on death.
Correct.
So you just retitle accounts, transfer on death, pay on death, automatically go to survivors, avoids probate. On insurance policies, beneficiaries, in what?
IRAs. Life insurance policies.
Annuities.
Yep.
401ks. And you can avoid, in a bank account, you can do what's called a POD, pay on death, or in trust for. So it's a way to avoid probate, and it's very, very simple. Unfortunately, many people aren't aware of those kinds of things, and they end up going through probate, which is not a tax, by the way. Probate is the time and expense of getting your assets, like this gentleman, getting aunt's assets to him, it's going through the courts, going through the legal system, going through the attorneys, ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching.
It's a process.
Yes, it's
an expensive one.
It can be avoided.
Yeah.
And we set up accounts for our clients all the time. We set them up appropriately just for that purpose.
Yeah, because the lawyers, you know, wouldn't overcharge for their time when something like that.
No, but they're there. They have to provide the service that you're going to pay for. So you can avoid that service.
Just avoid it, though.
Avoid it.
All right.
That's what it's about.
21232 is the text here. Where did we go here? Oh, wife is on Social Security disability, 61 years old. Getting minimum, will it ever increase?
Well, cost of living. So when that occurs, then yes, depending on what that cost of living percentage is.
Yeah, this year we had, what, a couple percent?
Yeah,
yes.
But then Medicare premiums went up.
And ate it up.
Yeah.
That's right.
A lot of people grumbling about
that.
Yes,
I understand.
Okay. Well, we got a lot of good text questions in, so keep them coming. 21232. Let's get back to our phone lines. Talk to George in Orlando. George, you're on the Certified Financial Group.
George,
hey, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up?
Yeah, I'm retired, and I have a variable premium annuity that qualifies as an IRA. It gives me a nice 4.5% rate. And my RMD letter came in the other day. I had to withdraw close to $8,000, you know. And I want to know if it's good. Because, see, I can't live off of Social Security alone.
Right.
So I figure that money I got to take out, I'll put on my savings and pay my bills and what have you since then. They said I had to pay 10% taxes on that money?
You don't have to. It depends on your financial situation, George.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got Social Security. That's about all.
Right. So when you file your taxes each year, do you get a refund or do you pay in taxes?
It's been kind of, they messed up 1 year, and I got money back. So right now I'm kind of in limbo.
Okay. Yeah, George, you're going to pay about 12% in taxes on that. I just took a quick look. Of course, you got the standard deduction.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you married, George?
No, I'm a widow.
You're a widow.
Oh,
okay.
Sorry
widow.
To hear that.
Okay, all right. So let's see. Let's do a quick calculation here. You got how much is your Social Security?
Oh, around 16.
16 grand. And what did you say you get out of your 401k?
Well, it's not a 401k.
Oh, your IRA, your required distributions. 8,000. That's 24,000 minus 12. You got 12,000. Yeah, you're going to have to pay a little bit, maybe 12%, a little bit on the excess over like $10,000. So it's not a lot, George. You're going to be okay. Sound like you're on the right track, George.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
All right. If you want George's line, it's 844-220-0965, 844-220-0965. Or if you would just like to show up Monday morning at Joe's office there, what's the best way to do that, Joe? Or Denise?
Just to show up?
Yeah, just show up.
No, we don't like that.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't do that, but you can.
Because we're generally with clients, and we, you know how that is.
No, you don't want to wait in the lobby for an hour and a half.
Well, yeah. We'll need a cup of coffee, but...
Yes.
Yeah, give us a call. We're at 407-869-9800. Or feel free, get on our website. A lot of good information. You can contact us from there. That's financialgroup.com, financialgroup.com.
We got a new feature on the website. It's a survey.
I should say
a question.
Well, I was going to ask you. It's a whole new website.
It's a whole
brand new website. If you haven't been there in a few weeks,
right.
you should go check it out.
Looks great.
Yeah.
There's a questionnaire when you log on, and depending on where you are in life and how you answer those questions, we will then send you information appropriate to your immediate concern and keep you informed as time goes on about whatever issue might be on your mind. So go to our website. That's financialgroup.com. And you can also, once again, subscribe to or sign up for the workshop and the coming events, the Springs Concert, April 28th in Longwood, and all that good stuff.
The Shredding Event?
Shredding Event on March the 3rd, May the 10th.
It's March the 10th.
March the 10th. At our office in Altamont Springs, just south of 434 on Douglas Avenue. It's open to the public. You're welcome to bring two banker's boxes. We will shred the material right in front of your eyes, one of those big commercial shredding trucks. You can see it happen. And
have a cup of coffee and a donut.
And meet Denise and me. And donuts and me. We'll
yeah,
do that
yeah.
too. That's right.
While you're having donuts, meet Denise and I.
How much
right,
coffee
that's
have
right.
you had this morning?
You know, I filled my gas tank with this morning, and maybe my nose was too close to the fumes there. I don't know.
Hey, you know what? It makes it interesting. I will say that. It's been a very interesting show today. I'm looking at the clock. I'm sad it's going to be over soon. So, but it is going to be over soon, so if it's your last chance to get your question answered, 844-220-0965. That is 844-220-0965. Right now we pause to get three big things you need to know. It is the final segment of On the Money with a Certified Financial Group here on News 96.5 WDBO. Joe Burt, Denise Kovach from the Certified Financial Group are here taking your questions. Not only at 844-220-0965, the phone number, but the text number as well, 21232. Joe, before we move on, last week at exactly this time, we were talking to a young lady named Nona.
Nona.
And she had a little problem, and last week we gave her some advice, but over the week, thought about it, and now we've got some new advice we wanted to give it to her, hoping that she's still listening.
Nona, hopefully you are listening. We may have a solution for you, and I would encourage you to call our office on Tuesday and call, and you can ask for me or ask for Nancy. And we may have a solution for you. So, Nona, if you're listening, I'd like you to remember that was Nona was the gal that was a waitress, and she was paying off her student debt, and she was still going to school.
Yep.
And we had some recommendations for her, but we may have another better idea for you. So, Nona, please give me a call or give our office a call, 407-869-9800, or easily remember it at 1-800-EXECUTE, as if you're executing a legal document.
Yeah, Joe Burt, Certified Financial Group. You can throw that in Google if you missed that, or if you're driving in your car, or just text us, 21232, that you're Nona, so you're the one who called last week. Again, 21232, because we wanted to give you some information. All right, we do want to get back to our text lines here. We have a question here. Some advisors recommending to wait until 70 to collect Social Security. Your recommendation?
You know, it really depends on the situation. Is your life expectancy short? Do you need the money? If you don't need the money, perhaps you want to wait until age 70 because you've now grown your pay by 32%.
plus cost of living.
Exactly.
So in many cases, generally it makes sense to do that, but the caveats that Denise suggested you want to look at, everybody's different, but oftentimes, because that's the longevity insurance, because you get the high, your spouse, your surviving spouse, will take over that higher benefit.
Correct.
So if your spouse is your age or younger, generally the women live longer than us guys, that's just the way it is.
And I can tell you, my guy clients are very protective of their wives.
Yes.
So they want to protect that, and Joe's very right, you know, if the, you know, you take and wait till 70, God forbid you pass away, then your wife would step into that higher benefit.
And she'd get that higher benefit for her lifetime. That's right. So it's, it's guaranteed income, and that's what we're after as certified financial planner professionals, is the guaranteed income.
All right.
We are here. We are going. Gone.
It's going to be about it for today. Real briefly again, what's the best phone number and website to reach you?
407-869-9800. Again, that's 407-869-9800.
We have been planning tomorrow
today
with a certified financial group here on News 96.5 WDBO.